I don't like pumpkin pie. Okay. I don't like pumpkin pie.
Buccaneers fans, here he is, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, IRA post-Thanksgiving Kaufman, the king of Newport Richie, the custodian of Canton. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of JoeBucksFan.com is here. IRA, the Black Friday sale is on at Bill Curry Ford. $1,500 off.
Whoa.
Any new vehicle. So you go to their website. You can download the coupon. You can shop right there or get out to the dealership. Sean Sullivan, Bucks general manager. Excuse me. Sean Sullivan.
He wants to be Bucks general manager.
Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford, general manager, was on your last podcast, Ira.
That buries my $500 discount over there. Now you're talking $1,500.
And you can still get the Ira Kaufman discount on top of that. So
two bills.
Sean is there for you to reach out to by phone. You can come out to the dealership, talk some football with him. He's on his Best in Class podcast. You can listen to him there.
His fantasy team's coming on, Steve. They started off terrible. They've won like five in a row. Beat me a couple of weeks ago.
That's because Sean usually focuses on a lot of young guys.
He picks guys up as the season goes
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And they get better. But anyway, BillCurryFord.com. Shop there now. And they're family-owned, which makes all the difference in the world, since 1960, Ira.
Ooh, 1960. And, I was almost a toddler, Lee.
They'll pick you up and bring in, if that's what it takes. They will do service at your home, get you a loaner car, and they do it all at Bill Curry Ford. Shop there now, BillCurryFord.com. Get there first if you're trying to hit up a bunch of places to shop. Go there first. They will take phenomenal care of you. All right, Sage, look, we're very excited because we need to know what you ate yesterday.
Well, I think the real question is, what didn't I have my fork in? Soup to nuts, Lee, soup to nuts. Ate about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Turkey, of course, dark and white. Got to have that. The cranberries, the mashed potatoes, the string beans, the stuffing, tomatoes. No salad, Lee. No salad.
No beef salad.
Four different kinds of wine. So the wine's flowing. And we pass in a clockwise direction, Lee, around the table.
That's proper etiquette.
That's proper etiquette. That's the way you do it. Now, I used the wrong fork. I got slapped down by my wife's brother. He goes, "You're using the shrimp fork on the turkey. That don't work."
That's a prong.
Protocol. Yeah, it's a prawn.
Yeah.
It's a prawn.
Prong.
Two prong. Yeah. Now, Steve, we're not bums off the street. We show up with a pound of shrimp, cocktail sauce. That went very quickly. All kinds of cheeses, crackers to start with.
And how many did you eat in the car? One or two?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
No, they were safely tucked away all the way in the back. I couldn't get to them. I tried to reach it. I couldn't do it. On ice. And then, gentlemen, about 6 o'clock, you cap it off, apple pie. Big, giant apple pie. It had a little cinnamon in it. It wasn't to my taste, Lee.
Really? You don't like cinnamon?
It was overly seasoned a little bit.
Okay.
That went whipped cream, Lee.
No pumpkin pie.
Nope. I don't like pumpkin pie. Okay. I don't like pumpkin pie. And then we took the drive home. No problem. Got home. Cosmo's waiting for us at the front door.
And he did what?
He went all over the pads. All over. Well, pee, everything.
But at least he used
the pads. He used the pads. So anyway, it was a good Thanksgiving. This is a tradition, Steve. We haven't literally missed in 40 years going to this house.
Wow. 40 years.
Yeah. 3 to 3.5 hour drive each way, Lee. We haven't missed in 40
because
years.
Because you're worried about Cosmo.
Of course.
Now, you didn't drop the bombshell on people that you did with Steve and I.
Wait a minute.
Tell us the bombshell. You told us the bombshell about yesterday in your
got
Thanksgiving.
Got anything to do with
evening.
Jason Light?
Your plate.
Oh, my plate. Didn't have seconds.
Repeat that again.
No seconds for yours truly.
All right, Ira.
Steve, I got to give you credit. He's one of the few people that say Ira Kaufman. My own brother says Barry Kaufman. And Steve says it properly. Steve, you get credit.
It doesn't work.
Sage, our friend, Bucks fan, and owner of Florida's Elite Restoration, Josh Martin, he wants all our listeners to know, everybody, that if you have a disaster at your property, mold, storm damage, flood, fire, whatever it is, call them first before you call your insurance company. You have to be protected. The corruption in the insurance industry, because as soon as you call and you get on that recorded line, you might say something that is going to mess up your claim. And there's a lot of other factors. Florida's Elite Restoration will come to your property quickly. They want to be out there within a couple hours.
Josh and the guys and the crew.
And evaluate your situation with all the latest technology. And then help you move forward if you want their services. But it's free for them to come out. And if you mention Ira or Joe Bucks fan when you first call, if you need their services, you'll get $500 back. cash for your deductible or just money back if you're paying for everything. And they're a one-stop shop. They can handle anything and everything all the way to replacing your bathroom if it flooded out. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Get there today so you're prepared, so you're ready.
Josh and the guys.
And yes, Ira loves Josh and his people. Why not? They are fantastic. Check out their Google reviews. 5 stars all the way. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. They're in the Tampa Bay area and beyond across the state.
Two guys I ran into separately at my hotel in Kansas City when I went and covered the Bucks.
Greg DeCruz? No.
No.
All right. He's one of our guys in Costa Rica.
Yeah, but yeah. These guys are from America. Both of them, they heard my voice, recognized my voice. Which shocked me and scared me at the same time.
This is in Middle America, Kansas City?
Kansas City, downtown Kansas City. I take it back. One guy was from Iowa City.
Nice.
So obviously he's a big...
Hawkeye?
Yeah. But coach of the Bucks, Tom Moore.
Oh, Tom Moore. Yeah.
He's a big Tom Moore guy.
Probably got Moore's book. Probably bought it.
He did.
Yeah.
Also, the second person was from Calgary.
Alberta. Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah, they're Bucks fans. They're hardcore listeners to your podcast. And one guy, I caught him, the guy from Calgary, and he kept saying Calgary. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Are you from
Calgary or
Bingo,
Calgary?
Bingo, that's what I told him. I said, yeah. I thought it was pronounced Calgary.
I think it's Calgary.
Well, we pronounce it Calgary, but they pronounce it Calgary.
Oh.
Almost like two words. And he admitted, I'm not originally from Calgary.
Now, Steve, you're a world traveler.
But here's the thing about your podcast. And Steve's like wiping his, oh my God. I asked him, they both agreed with me. I said, when you read Ira's column, do you hear his voice? They said, absolutely.
I love that.
It's like you're talking to them.
I absolutely love that.
Like you're telling them a bedtime story.
No wonder you're giving me a big raise going into next year, Steve.
Ira, you know,
fantastic.
If you wanted, Sage, if you wanted money, you know what you would do? You would write an audio book of the Buccaneers. You know how many people would listen to Ira's audiobook?
What do you mean? I'm already giving 5 or 6 hours to these people that are doing a documentary on the Bucks. They want me back for another session.
How much are they paying you?
I'm going with you.
How much are they paying you?
I'm lucky I get some pretzels out of the thing on the table.
This, you could, it'd be your project.
All right, Sage. Excitement at $1 from the standpoint of they know that they got it all in front of them. This is it.
Didn't I put that out there to Mayfield and Bowles the other day? You got it all. You don't need any help if you take care of your business.
They're not saying much. They're together.
Even at 5 and 6, Lee. Even at 5 and 6, they won't need much help if they take care of their business.
They got to take care of the business.
Yes.
They're a unified, experienced team here, Ira. And they're not going to get Shaq Barrett because Miami decided they're not activating him and they're not cutting him.
So when I called it a non-story, Lee, turns out I was right.
It's interesting because they have to pay him. I believe they have to pay him for the rest of the year. But they're not going to cut him loose, which means they're probably thinking, you know what? If he really wants to play and he signs with somebody next year for $3 million and a bunch of incentives, we might help us get one of those little compensatory picks.
So the cavalry's not coming, Lee. The cavalry in the shape of Shaq Barrett.
Not that it ever was a cavalry, but it's not coming. So that's it. No, the Bucks have their roster. Ira, looks like Tristan Wirfs may go, may not. It's hard to say.
That's right, hard to say. Well, there's no questions about Mike Evans anymore. He's on the report, but he's full participation.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up.
He's on the report.
He's on the report. Okay, but here's the thing. Coming back from hamstring injuries last Sunday, were Zion McCollum and Jamel Dean coming off IR with a hamstring
injury. And all playing.
And they were all on the report last week. Now, this week, Dean is off the report, McCollum's off the report, but Mike Evans is still there. But we're told he's 100%.
I think it's precautionary, Lee. I wouldn't read too much into it.
Who said he's 100%? Mike? Not Mike.
Jason Light. Okay, Todd Bowles.
That's right. Well, Bowles really never said that.
He did on his radio show. Steve, he said, green light, full go.
It's a good point that the other two guys are not on the list. I don't think it's a big deal, Lee. I'd be shocked if Evans doesn't play. Now,
playing is one thing.
He doesn't play every snap. Right now.
Yeah, they got him on a pitch count.
They got him on a pitch count.
Todd Bowles said they don't.
Well, I seems believing.
Where's Tyke Smith in all that?
I don't know. It's strange why he had a set. He had a knee.
Can I get Tyke Smith back on the field?
Direct quote from Bowles. Re-aggravated. What are you going to do?
So he had a knee bruise, but I don't know. What, did he fall down the stairs or something? I don't know. But would they need him back? But this game, Ira, I tell you, I'm just going to throw it out there.
You're a little worried about how the Panthers are playing right now.
No, not at all. I think it's a complete blowout. I think this is the biggest blowout of the season, not counting the Giants game. Because this Panthers team, I'm telling you, they almost had That, to me, watching that game and watching most of the Panthers games this season, that was their Super Bowl on Sunday against the Chiefs.
And they came up a little short.
They came off the bye. That was their Super Bowl. They were terrible.
They gave it all they had.
Terrible in the red zone. Nobody throws incompletions like Bryce Young. I mean, like, he throws them like it's a cartoon, you know, like, whoa.
Now,
you know?
They don't have great targets, Steve. They don't
no,
have great
they have
targets.
Terrible targets.
Adam Thielen's still around.
Thielen not doing very much. David Moore had his best game since 2000 this past. Amazing catches he made, but the guy's a number four receiver. You can't count on that. Todd Bowles, on his radio show, was asked about the weapons on the Panthers. You know what his first response was, Ira? He paused and he said, well, Devin Tompkins is making some plays.
Oh,
he's got three catches all year.
Ouch.
To me, they're a running team, Lee. They're a running team.
Yeah.
And the guy's pretty good, Hubbard. He's pretty good.
Hubbard's pretty good, except he dropped three balls in that game and has had drops issues.
Wow.
All year long, Dave Canales.
The little flare passes, he's dropping them?
Dave Canales at his news conference yesterday didn't want to talk about it. He's like, he's working on it, and which is not very Canales-like. He loves to talk about everything. And they lost their tight end in that game. Neck injury.
Is Bryce running a lot, Steve, out of the pocket?
Ooh. Not a ton. Not a ton. I mean, he can move, and he makes some nice touch throws here and there. But to me, they don't have targets. They struggle all the time.
O-line is ordinary.
O-line is pretty good. But beyond that, the defense is the worst in the league.
It's the worst defense in the league.
30 points a game. The Chiefs scored 30 in regulation. They hadn't done that all year. They're just bad. And I just think the Bucs offensive line here, and I'm hoping the Bucs, when they kick off at 4 o'clock, if Atlanta wins, they know we got to keep pace. If Atlanta loses, which is very likely,
extra motivation.
They should be just losing their minds against a team that has probably mailed it in. At least some guys. I'm throwing the house on the.
You know,
Bucks.
Speaking of the O line, Lee, tell
this
me.
This guy's a salesman. He might have me sold.
Lee, at the end of the year, they want that all pro team within a couple of days of the end of the regular season. Postseason doesn't count, nor should it. Nor should it, in my opinion. So, Lee, here's what I'm going to say. You know who I might vote for as a first team or a second team All Pro?
Chuba Hubbard,
Luke Getteke.
It's not crazy.
Now, the guy on Detroit's really good. He's going to be your first team.
Yeah, Sewell.
Sewell's very good.
Yeah.
It's not a good quarterback.
Getteke's been outstanding, and Bowles is talking him up a lot. He is. I think you could argue he's had a better year than worse. Lee,
possibly. I mean, he's. You know what? You could argue he's had more of an impact when he was out for a month with a concussion. When he came back, that was like the turning point for the offense. They've been really good since.
He wasn't very good as a guard, Steve. Wasn't very good. But, boy, has he found a home at right tackle. He fits him like a glove. And he's tough.
Not taking a lot of sacks. Schooley looked good last week. But
Mayfield's not getting hit a lot, Steve. He's not getting hit a lot.
No. So, Ira, I just feel like if they're any good, and I think the offense is really good, they're going to score. And I think
you're not worried about reading too much into a win against the terrible Giants team? You're not worried about that, that you put too much stock in what they did against
the terrible
Giants
team? I don't put any stock in it. They did what they were supposed to do. I put stock in that the Giants took the Panthers to overtime a couple of weeks ago.
and I guess they were competitive against the Cowboys.
Yeah, didn't look rancid.
Yeah, the Cowboys are terrible.
You're all in on this week,
I'm all
Steve.
In. I feel liberated. It's a Thanksgiving liberation.
And the Raiders coming in, they don't scare you.
No.
The following week. So
the hope is this afternoon, the Raiders get the doors
they're
blown off.
They're playing the Chiefs. Yeah.
By the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Amazon.
And just quit on the season. That's the hope.
I think
hope.
They're using Aiden O'Connell or something.
That's all they got.
Yeah, that's all they got. And that coach is a dead man walking.
Probably, because Brady's going to pick the
next
coach.
Brady's going to pick the next coach.
Vrabel?
Very well said, Lee.
Vrabel.
Could be Vrabel.
And I think that guy's so overrated.
Why the hell would Belichick be interested in the Raiders? I don't see it at all. I don't see it at all.
Money? You think Belichick's motivated at all by
money? What are you going to say? We're going to draft the quarterback? Now you're stuck with a rookie quarterback?
Yeah.
And it's not like the class of 2024.
Precisely.
Either. You know.
Unless the 24-year-old girlfriend wants to hit the table so much.
Mr. Bowles has to finish strong, Lee. Mr. Bowles has to finish strong to leave a good impression with the Glazers.
You seem like you've got some other information here.
Well, no, I mean, just where they are right now, Lee, 5-6. Don't stumble against one of these stumble bum teams. Don't do it. Could you lose to the Chargers? Yeah, you could lose to the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, I almost expect that.
That's a road game,
however,
right, Steve? And the Chargers are pretty – Chargers got a nice defense.
However, J.K. Dobbins may be out.
Yeah, he's their main running back.
I don't know if you watched that game Monday night with Baltimore. When he got hurt, that game changed.
They stuck with Gus Edwards. He's not Dobbins. Yeah, he's not Dobbins.
That offense totally changed, and the game changed.
So and their offense isn't great to begin with, Lee, even with Dobbins. It's not a great offense.
Effective, but not great.
Yeah.
But without Dobbins, that was a different offense, and that changed the game.
Ira, yeah. Levante David sat down with Kay Adams. And
smart man.
Nice, yeah, I was going to say, you can think of worse
smart man.
Worse obligations.
It was on Zoom, but everything's very clear, you know. He was adamant that he's so sure the Bucs are going to make a run, the run that they need, because of all the crap we, not going to say crap, but all the crap we heard before the season, the unity, the leadership. David saying at that time that this is the closest, tightest team he's ever been around, that they've been through the wars, they know what they got to do, they've played tough ball, they play hard.
I could just hear Lee saying, that's enough of that unity stuff. So do it on the field.
He's confident, Ira. I guess it makes sense. But when you say Bowles has got to close strong, my question to you really is what I guess what every Bucs fan would have is, can he survive 9 wins? Can he survive
nine,
that?
9's a tipping point.
Can he survive that stumble you're talking about?
9's a tipping point, Lee. And if 9 comes without a postseason berth, it's a problem. It's a problem. I think the idea would be we got more talent than 9 wins. It would match last year's. If they don't make the postseason, that is a regression.
Mm-hmm.
That's a regression, Lee. Glazers are not big on regressions in year 3.
What about 10 wins and no playoff win?
It's 10 wins. It's 10 wins and a very strong finish. Arrow going up.
Okay.
I think he's safe.
But how about 9 wins and a playoff win? A repeat of last year.
Depends if you can land the big man. You know, he's out there and, you know, and the fans have not, Bowles has not won the fans over.
I don't know
how many times we can say it.
I think we know who you're referring to as the big man.
You know.
BB.
And I think the coach's popularity with Buck Nation, I think, is a factor.
Steve's
I think it's
been
a factor.
That.
Especially if things are a little dicey, it can go either way on a decision about Bowles.
I thought Ira was going to say Joe Biden was coaching the Bucs.
So, you're, in a way, your polls are kind of leading the way in this Bowles discussion.
I'm going to ask you this.
And he picked up some votes on the poll.
He did.
A win will do that.
A win will do that.
Ira, how much does that help Bowles that Matt Eberflus is doing what he's doing, which you could say Bowles has done before? It's almost like he's taking away the attention from Bowles.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the odds are he's going to lose his job, Eberflus.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say this, and I think it's worth saying, Lee, to Steve's point about Levante David. And I'm glad Levante David, who I think is the clear leader of the defensive side of the ball, Levante David, I think, over Winfield, over Cansey, over Vea. I think it's Levante David. And I'm glad he's thinking like that and he's that confident. But, Lee, we do have to say, in Bowles' defense, the players do believe in him.
He
does a good job of keeping this team together.
They hustle for him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Steve. That's worth mentioning in his favor.
It is. Now, I think it's safe to say, though, 9 wins this year in the NFC has no chance to make it. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about 9 wins and making it. But what do you say to the fan, Ira, who says, hey, the guy won 9 wins without Chris Godwin going down. That's one of the best players in the league, not just one of the best players and a new offensive coordinator. 9 wins, so what did you want from the guy?
Lee, what's going to get him, if something gets him, is the defensive performance vis-a-vis the offensive performance. That's going to get Bowles, or could get him at the end of the season when the Glazers are reviewing everything. Hey, we're scoring 28, 29 points a game, and we're 9-8. That's not good enough.
Scoring first often?
What are they going to do? Tell Bowles to fire all his defensive coaches? I mean, would Bowles do it to save his job? I mean,
well, you know what always sticks in my mind? And he said this last year, I think it was. You know, at one point he blurted out the word retirement.
So this is his last stop.
Yeah. He clarified that later. He said, you know, I might have been Jenna. Someone asked him, like, well, you use this word retirement. And, you know, the old saying is, once you got retirement on the brain, you're basically done. And he clarified it, saying that this is his last stop. That he's not coaching anywhere else after this. Whenever this ends, this meaning his Bucks tenure, whenever that ends, that's it for him. So he said.
Nine wins is very, it's very interesting.
That's always in the back of my mind.
Well, you referenced the poll, and bottom line is 42% of Bucks fans voted either confident, very confident, or totally confident. So for those 42%, probably shave it down to a third, would say 9-8, you know, 9-8 without Godwin.
I'm not sure 9-8 won't be enough to win this freaking division, Lee. I'm not convinced of that.
Well, we're banking on the collapse of Atlanta, and I don't like banking. Two things I don't like banking on: repeats of outliers, and banking on another team to choke so you could take.
But they're showing signs, Atlanta, of weakness.
Sure, they're showing signs. I'm not sold in Atlanta, and that's why it aggravates me. So the Bucks lost two games against them.
Yeah,
especially that first game.
That means Atlanta, though. If they Bucks
yeah, you're
win,
right, you're
Atlanta
right.
They
only got to win three games. They have to win three games.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a prayer.
Yeah.
The Bulls thing and the retirement, I mean, when I first heard it, my gut said he was just talking about this job. You know, like, this is my last job.
Which he did say later.
Well, I looked at it as him saying that.
With that retirement word, like you said, if the Glazers said, Todd, your defense is lousy, we know the team likes you, we know the players like, you got to have a redo of the defense. New coaches. Would he say with retirement in his brain, I don't need that hassle anymore? Because we know he's talked about interviewing offensive coordinators, how worn out he was. It was like a real pain in the neck for him.
This Arians-Bowles thing, the through line is, to a degree, is loyalty. Now, he has gotten rid of some coaches, Steve.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. But there is some loyalty, and Bowles has been around a lot of these guys for a long time.
Casey Rogers, for example.
What's the Canales factor, Steve, in this game in terms of what does he know about the Buck defense? Does that matter?
Canales was asked about that. He said, look, Todd Bowles creates a different defense every opponent.
Yeah.
So we just can't focus on that. I don't know if that's baloney or not, but how could they not try to blitz the heck out of Bryce Young? Bowles said that they had to get back to their basics, which I think was code for, we finally have two decent cornerbacks on the field. Now we can blitz again and play some man. And
you think the coverage was a little tighter last week?
Who they're playing? I mean, the Giants? Come on.
And now again this week.
Well, I mean, Malik Nabers is a good receiver. Don't get me wrong. But the rest of it's trash they have.
And I don't see much difference this week, you know, with Adam Thielen and Bryce Young.
Well, Carolina's got Leggett, the rookie, and he was like top of the second round.
They got a tight end.
He's okay, but the rookie. But the tight end just got hurt. Also a rookie. I forgot his name. But he's got like 30 catches or so and good player. But he's out for this game. Canales said that. I don't know.
I think Bowles' defensive game plan, Lee, is going to center on Hubbard.
How could you not?
I think he's the main weapon. How could you not?
Yeah.
How could you not?
I mean, Bryce Young at best has been inconsistent. But the one consistently decent player they have is Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, they're going to try to run the ball. If they can't do it, it's going to be a
nightmare. That's why you're saying if the Bucks get off to a quick early lead, that's probably.
I don't think
Carolina.
Bryce Young can play from behind. They kept it a little close with the Chiefs with the field goals, and I don't know, Ira. But don't ask me questions. You're the sage of Tampa Bay Sports.
Bucks are 5-1, Ira, when they score first. 0-4 when they do not score
first. Whoa, very nicely. Cone's done a very good job of getting this team ready offensively when the game kicks off. He knows what he wants to do in that first quarter, and they're executing it very well.
He's been phenomenal. Canales was asked to compare the offenses and the changes, and he wouldn't touch it. He almost seemed annoyed.
Don't forget, Lee, 2 years ago with Brady, his last year in Tampa, they stunk in the first quarter with Brady. They were terrible in the first quarter.
Well, who was their coordinator?
I understand, but it's still Brady. And then last year they stunk.
Yeah, it's still Brady, but when you take the ball out of his hands in Cleveland like Bowles did, and, oh, he could have thrown an interception when he had two through 10 games. And God,
But I'm talking about early scoring, Steve. It's been a marked difference this year in terms of early scoring.
So going back to Bowles, now that you've got the two outside corners healthy, Dean and McCollum, and you've got Izian, who's played well, in for Tyke Smith, and Smith's going to be back at some point.
All right, let's not say Jamal Dean is Daryl Green over
here.
Take it easy.
I'm saying you've got Winfield on the field, and you've got Mike Edwards filling in. You should have a competent secondary. If they continue to get lit up.
Not continue, but go
back
to.
Forget last week.
Yeah.
If they continue to get lit up, is that the end for Bowles?
It probably could spell the end of Bowles right now. Are you assuming they lose the game also?
I'm not assuming anything. I'm just saying if he can't coach.
The Glazers, they're dead focused on this defense. What the hell's going on with this defense? As they should be.
Yeah, they're paying the bills.
What are you going to look at Liam Cohn and say we got a problem with Liam Cohn? Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. Same thing with Mayfield. They love Mayfield.
Oh.
Love Mayfield. What's not to love?
Look at the investment they're getting back off him. Was it $2 million, was it, or $5 million the first year? It was single.
I think it was four plus incentives.
Yeah. Look at the investment they're getting back. Good grief. That's a home run.
This defense has to play with some consistency, Steve, to your point. Otherwise, that could spell the end of Bulls right then and there.
Speaking of which, Ira, I'm asking this because I have no idea. And I don't know if this happened with Arians. I don't know if this happened with Cutter. But when Bulls admitted that just a couple weeks ago that he meets with the Glazers weekly.
I didn't know that.
What do you make of that?
I'm wondering if this is a tradition that goes beyond Todd Bowles.
Well, that's my first thought.
Yeah. I would think it is. Maybe they met with Arians.
And Cutter, et cetera.
I don't think, in a perfect world, they don't want to fire Todd Bowles. They already have a reputation, you know, of changing coaches. They do. Not impatiently, but changing coaches.
It's worked for them.
And to a degree, it's worked for
them.
Two
Super Bowls?
Yeah, yeah. And that's right, and they made the call both years.
Yeah, I mean, Lions still don't have one. Chargers still don't have one.
Yeah, although you could say Light hired Arians.
But they had the stamp of approval.
They don't want to fire Bowles, but they will if they're discouraged about the way the season ends. They will do it.
The old arrow pointing up or down. All right, Ira, well, look, you know, it's important because that's the underlying thing here. The Bucks, I guess you could say they have a chance at the Super Bowl, although not making any moves. They probably didn't fortify themselves enough.
And the Godwin injury probably put the final nail in.
Yeah.
In those hopes, but, you know, anything can happen, obviously, and they can certainly make the postseason. But, you know, we're just trying to figure out the expectations versus
It's amazing how this offense just carries on, Lee. It just carries on. Even in losses, they move the ball.
Yeah, Cone knows what he's doing.
The Chiefs game, he knows what he's doing.
Well, that's why you can't lose. You can't have a top five offense and go out there against a bunch of schlubs and lose 31-28. You can't do it. It's not acceptable. Not acceptable.
If you would replace Matt Eberflus's name with Bowles, what happened on Thanksgiving in Detroit, would that have shocked you?
Boy, that's a tough one, Lee.
I really like Todd Bowles. But you ever notice every freaking win, there's questions. There's never a win where, like, you know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? There's never.
If ever there was one, I think it would be last week.
And still he was criticized for not pulling people.
Yeah. I still haven't had a good reason that Mayfield was on the field.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it, Lee. I don't get it.
Well, I think is it remotely accurate, if not fair, to say Bowles doesn't like pulling starters?
And I don't care if Mayfield went up to Bowles and says, I want to finish the game. I think that's a non-factor.
What quarterback?
What are you going to do? Lose Mayfield if you don't put him back on the field? He's going to pout? No. you don't leave it up to the player. You leave it up to your brain trust. And the Greenbergs of the world and Jacqueline and Spytek and whatever. Hey, get him out of there. Get him out of there.
The Jackie Davidson element, Steve, was triggered when I brought it up.
The analytics?
I think there's more to it than her just giving advice about timeouts. I think there's a lot more to it. I really do. Otherwise, she wouldn't be on the headset.
I said it before, Steve. I don't have much to nitpick from the Giants game. I really
don't.
All
right, so back to the defense. So he's got a bunch of guys healthy now that are top-flight players or quality players.
And he's getting a hell of an inside push.
And he's got two. Who has a better pair of interior tackles? I want to see the creativity from Bowles. I want to see how to figure out how to use these guys to the best of their ability, and to see him on the field a lot. What are you looking for in the defense, Lee, for the rest of the season?
Or be a Bulls defense. Stop the run. They haven't been good at that this year. That's supposed to be his was it belly wake? Was it belly hole?
Ballywick?
Bingo. Bingo, that's what it is.
I can't believe I came up with that, Steve.
Well, you got a better vocabulary than I do.
Thank you.
Lee was thinking Thanksgiving belly ache, eat too much.
By the way, is your toilet working fine today?
All good.
Okay.
All good.
I gave mine to work out yesterday.
Lee,
enough of that.
Lee, Cansey's coming on strong. I mean strong.
Well, I wrote this about 3 weeks ago. If you look at his games played and games missed, about 2 or 3 weeks ago was his preseason, if you think about it. So just now, although I wrote this 2 or 3 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago was like his week one.
This guy could end up with 11 or 12 sacks.
I'm telling you this, and I told this to Cansey's face a couple days ago. There were one or two plays where I swear I saw 99 flying through the line.
Whoa. That's high cotton.
Yeah, it was that impressive. It was that impressive.
You the like speed. The get off.
Yes, the speed. He's so quick, some of these guys don't have an answer.
Looks like Mr. Light made another wise pick there.
It's like
Steve.
You run into the buffet.
Golden Corral?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quick Hall of Fame question for you. So, you know, fans, they want Lavonte David in there. And Luke Kuechly is a semifinalist.
And he's going to be a finalist.
And it seems that way, that he'll be a finalist.
Yeah.
Does it help or hurt Lavonte David if Luke Kuechly becomes a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Oh, it helps him immensely. I don't think it's going to happen. This will be a year with some guys that have been waiting, a la Jared Allen. Antonio Gates, I think, is the surest bet on the board.
Mm.
People think he should have got in last year. He's got over 100 touchdowns.
I was going to say he's the only guy with over 100 touchdowns.
I think he's got the record for tight ends. So anyway, Kuechly's going to get a gold jacket, but I don't think it'll be year one.
Oh, is that right?
Same thing with Eli Manning. I'll say it again. And I don't like saying it, Lee. Lavonte David's going to be a hard sell. I'm sorry. It's going to be a hard sell. Where are the all pros? Where are they? So when he went up against Kuechly, head to head, Kuechly beat him out by the voters.
Yeah,
a lot of the same voters.
Even though he put up better stats, but I get you.
Wagner beat him out.
Yeah,
Wagner beat him out.
Lavonte David was cursed playing for a crap team.
It's going to hurt him. His tackle totals career, that's going to be a selling card. And it's a good one.
Go look at his stop stats. His stop stats are right up there with some of the greatest. J.J. Watt, Warner, I mean, you name it.
Now, I'm going to give you a name, Lee. I'm going to give you a name. London Fletcher. You remember London Fletcher?
Yeah, he bore him. You think he was similar?
He ended up getting 2,000 tackles. He's like in the top five.
Sure.
He's probably not going to get in. So that's what you use for perspective.
A couple of things on the perspective front. So Kay Adams, when she interviewed Lavonte David, she sort of put together, they did some production value for it, and they shared an interview with Bobby Wagner, saying Lavonte David's a Hall of Famer, talked about it.
Wagner said that?
Yes. So did Luke Kuechly. Said, you know, basically talked about how
that's good production values over there.
How he's always been undervalued. Kuechly's a contributor on her show. But they also shared a graphic, Ira, off-ball linebackers in the NFL. In history, Lavonte David tackles for loss number one with 165. Which is a ridiculous number for a linebacker in that position.
So not a middle linebacker. Not a middle linebacker.
Either, yeah, it could be a middle. No, that includes the Ray Lewis's.
Includes Ray Lewis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Includes Ray Lewis, Urlacher, all those guys. Forced fumbles, 31, that's number one.
You're building my case
and,
over here.
Yeah, Urlacher got in. I don't see why Lavonte Davis.
Solo tackles, seventh. He's got a Super Bowl, which some of these guys don't have. That used to mean something.
Used to, yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously he's got more time to go.
How about sacks? He's got some sacks.
I don't have a comparison number.
All right.
But he's got it. He's got a share.
Well, I'm glad that...
he's got his hands in a lot of stat categories.
I'm glad to hear that Kay Adams' dopey producer did something. Because when I watch her show, I don't want to see that dope on my screen. Get out of there.
Yeah, get out of there. Well, you don't want to see graphics either. Get out of there.
Well, I could deal with graphics, but I don't turn on the Kay Adams show to see some
producer
sub on there I could see in a bar. No. I don't care how much football you know. No, I'm not watching for you.
Isn't it amazing that the Bucks, who are under 500... who have lost 4 out of 5, and if they take care of their business, and I mean run the table, Lee, so that could give them 11 wins. They won't need any help with 11 wins. That's the way this league is. Take care of your own business. Now, do I think they're going to run the table? I don't.
I don't
think they're going to finish with 7 wins in a row.
Who does?
Steve,
Detroit, maybe?
Steve, that's too tall a task.
Yeah.
Too tall a task for any team to expect undefeated. We're not expecting that. We're just expecting them to go beat teams that are clearly inferior to you. They're going to have the best quarterback against all these teams they play that are not
Chargers.
The Chargers. Yeah. So best quarterback.
I don't know how much better Herbert is than Mayfield. I don't know that. Maybe a little better.
Sean Sullivan just drove off the road.
Herbert's numbers don't impress anybody.
Not this year, but you know he's not in the passing offense.
They're kind of a running team.
Yeah, Harbaugh likes to pound the ball.
Yeah.
Ira, just to clarify, Ray Lewis, 99 tackles for loss in his career. Lavonte David, 165. He's closing in on Von Miller, who's number 8 all time with 168.
Who's on the top?
Terrell Suggs is on top. J.J. Watt, Calais Campbell, Aaron Donald, Julius Peppers, Jared Allen.
Terrell Suggs is up for the Hall of Fame for the first time this year.
All time leader, tackles for loss.
Should he go in there before Kuechly? I say no. Yes, he should get in, but not before Kuechly.
Yeah.
So he'll have some numbers, Ira, but I was curious. I didn't know if that would help or hurt David.
You've done some good research
there,
Steve.
We'll see. All right,
but as Lee said, he played a lot of years for an obscure team.
Horrible defense.
That wasn't relevant, and that hurts him. That hurts.
That's being very polite.
You know, Wagner had the Legion. Boom. He had that. Kuechly was a defensive player of the year. David was not. And Carolina had some big years. They did. They went 15-1 one year. Didn't they?
Yeah. Well, like you said, Kuechly also has, I think it's 8 All-Pros, 5
All-Pros. 5 first-team All-Pros.
And,
yeah.
and eight Pro Bowls or something like that. So it's different. I think when all is said and done, I'm not going to necessarily buy the played for a bad team angle, because in 2020, he was high visibility, 1, 22, 23, and now 24, most likely. That's 5 years of high visibility, and he's still not getting voted in.
Last week, we said losing to the Giants, Lee, would be the kiss of death.
Yeah.
Do we look at this game the same way? Kiss of death?
100%. Jump off the cliff. Can't lose.
Lee? Well.
Bowl's hanging by a thread.
I agree with everything I just said, except you still have a chance to go beat the Chargers somehow. So, there's that.
If the Bucs lose this game, I think it's fair to say that Todd Bowles is on coach watch.
Fair enough.
Yep. Fair Jump enough. Off the cliff. All right.
I'm not jumping off the cliff, but
I'm jumping off the
yeah,
cliff.
Yeah, yeah. For me, concern is there. I think coach watch begins. I'm not saying he's going to get fired over it, but he's painting himself into a corner that he might not be able to get out of.
How could Bowles win these fans over? What would
Super
it take?
Bowl?
Win that's not going to happen.
Well, that's not going to happen.
If the Bucs run the table, and I say that the way they're supposed to, which is finish 10-7, he'll have a favorable rating among the fans. He will. Just because, hey, you know, you did it again, Todd. You pulled it off. It's weird, but good for you. You overcame a
what
lot.
What if they get squeezed out of a playoff spot?
Not acceptable. He's not going to win the
fans
over.
With 10 wins.
I don't think it'll happen. Okay. If it happens, they'll forgive him because of Godwin.
They got to win a division because that NFC North, I mean, they got, what, two teams with 7 wins? Or 9 wins.
Well, the Vikings have 9 wins.
And the Packers do too.
Yeah, if you get Green Bay and two teams wild card out of there, the Bucs have a great chance. They're only one behind in the loss column to the Commanders, and the Bucs own the tiebreaker. So the Bucs have a great shot at the wild card if they go 10 wins.
Seattle's in the mix, you know.
To win the division as well.
Yeah, and Arizona, yeah.
And the Bucs would look good if they go 10-7. They would look good if there's a 4-way tie. They play out very well with the matchups.
You know, we've been slapping the Bucs around for much of this season. They got the same record as the 49ers, Lee.
Yeah.
The same record as the 49ers.
Well, they should have beat.
They're big underachievers, the 49ers.
Well,
Lynch has got to be going crazy. He's not happy.
This is why I give the 49ers a pass. Super Bowl hangover.
And McCaffrey.
That didn't help. But you know what? His backup has fantastic numbers.
I think the Niners got too much talent to be 5-6. Now, Shanahan's not in any trouble.
Nor should he be.
We know where you're going with the pick, right?
No, I already talked enough about the game, so I'm saying Buccaneers 34, Panthers 13.
All right, Lee, how do you look at it?
Steve's a salesman by nature, and I think he sold
me. And he's a good one.
Yeah, I think he sold me. I was going to take the Panthers and the points, and he sold me. So do I scream at you, Steve, if I lose money in this game?
Yes, all right. I'll pay you back.
It won't be much. I don't bet like that. If Steve's sales points are accurate, 35.9 bucks.
Wow.
Ouch, that's bigger than I picked.
I'm going with 27-16. I don't think the Bucs can hold a team that's not called the Giants to less than 16 points. So I'll give them 16. The Bucs are not going to have any trouble moving the ball against this team, Steve. They're not. I don't think Carolina's played a good defensive game all season.
Fun fact, what team allows the most first downs in the NFL?
Bucs. Panthers.
The Panthers.
Okay.
27-16. The Bucs reach 500. And it could be a hell of a weekend if the Falcons lose, as expected. And the Falcons fall to 6-6. They still own the tiebreaker advantage. But I think the Bucs' schedule is more favorable down the stretch than Atlanta's.
Bucs fandom will be rekindled with excitement?
Rekindled. And the Bowles poll will add another 5 points.
You're obsessed with the
Bowles poll. I'm
obsessed. I'm going to start calling you Glazer.
You know why I'm obsessed? Because I think the Glazers look at it. I do, Lee.
Well, there's other things they look at Joe Bucs fan. Trust me.
Yeah, no. That picture of Kay Adams? No.
I would hope they did.
Here's a wrinkle, Ira, that...
You got a wrinkle?
Well...
He's getting old.
I think the Bucs...
He's got gray hair. Look at him.
The Bucs' mentality as a team, they've proven in the past that they can be a little fragile, especially on the defensive side. Weird stuff comes up sometimes. If the Chargers actually lose to Atlanta at 1 o'clock, I think that might screw with the Bucs' heads a little bit. I just think it might. Like, oh, man, the Chargers beat Atlanta, and the Chargers are really good, and we just watched them.
So they turn their attention to the wild card.
No, I'm just saying I worry about that for the Bucs' mentality in the game because they're weird like that.
I think this team's together. It's a together team. Lee, I know you don't put that much stock in the locker room, but...
They like each other, that kind of stuff.
You know, you play for your teammates, and I think they like each other. I think it's a tight team. I think it's going to help them, but are they going to run the table? They are not. They are not.
I want your feedback on this compliment that was given to the Bucks defensive line.
Oh, I thought it was a compliment about me or something.
No, I've done that before.
Real quickly, BillCurryFord.com. Yes. Shop there now if you can't go down there. If you're just spending your Black Friday weekend shopping online before you head out, BillCurryFord.com. Yes.
Josh and the guys and the crew.
Josh and his people, an amazing job. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Be prepared.
Evan Neal starts for the Giants, the offensive line. And this is, I thought, a backhanded compliment to the Bucks. Mike Lombardi said about the Bucks-Giants game, about Evan Neal, the Giants would have been better off putting a Coke machine out there. At least you can't bull rush a Coke machine.
Is he the one that Vita Vea just ran over? Is that the guy?
No, that's the center. Oh, that was awful.
Oh, that was awful. Oh,
I can
but
show
beautiful
you.
If you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
Ira, when we wrap it up here, I'm going to show you a play from that Chiefs game. You'll see four Panthers loafing, chasing Patrick Mahomes. That's unbelievable.
They did the loaf?
Major. Four of them. Four of them.
Was it a touchdown? Was it a Chiefs touchdown?
No.
All right.
This got fans excited. I tweeted out that Bowles was joking. At least I think he was. He was joking that they were practicing running a wildcat with Vea.
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
Hey, I'm just glad Bowles showed his personality a little bit. You know, it's my job during the next 6 weeks to get him, not under his skin, but to try to maybe get him to sing a song or something.
Well, Jenna's able to get him to do that.
Well, she's got the cookies. I'm not giving him cookies. I might give him some macaroons or... you know, some halva, which is a Jewish, don't even get into it. But anyway, I want Bowles' personality to come out, and I'm the guy to do it. So keep watching those videos from the podium. Keep watching them.
All right, Ira, we're out, and it should be a fun Sunday. 4 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be back after that.
You don't predict blowouts very often, Stevie. You don't.
I'm feeling blowout. I can't believe Lee picked a bigger blowout. On the record, as they say.
He was ready to take the Panthers with the points.
Oh, they're horrible.
But
they're almost as bad as the Giants.
But you made too strong a case. You made too strong a case. Yeah.